rush to wherever you're going. Thanks for checking out The Morning After on Q105.
I don't have the special music because that's all copyrighted stuff, but it's The Morning After 9:35. Eric Demetrius and Philip, and we welcome in an old friend of the show, Dennis Sawant. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. New home. Welcome to the spot.
Thank you. I like the new digs.
We had to get it cleaned up before we could have you come over.
We always like to pick your brain for local legal stuff. Yeah, sorry. We'd have to do the Law & Order remix music on our own. We'll get you some music at some point. But you've got some updates about the red light cameras that everybody complains about.
Everybody's favorite cameras.
Are they still up?
Actually. So they just a little brief history of this whole saga. The city started using these in around 2013. In 2015, people hated these so much that they pressured the government down in Columbus to pass a law that basically would require the city to have a police officer at each camera,
right?
To conduct this like incredibly long 3-year traffic study that shows why they're needed at a certain intersection or a place, and give them speeders some leeway, saying that they wouldn't give these tickets for less than 10 miles per hour. The city of Dayton didn't like this, as I would imagine a lot of cities didn't, because it was going to impact the amount of money they were going to be able to make from these. So they sued and they won, basically saying that the government Columbus, the Senate and the House of Representatives, can't pass laws that dictate the way that cities are operating these cameras. So we thought we were going to get some breathing room on this. We thought eventually that the government down Columbus was going to be able to kill these things. Did not happen. So what is recently going on is that a new House bill has been proposed that would basically make it so that every ticket has to be filed in court. So there's been 30,000 of these tickets that the city of Toledo has written. They've made they're going to make about $4.3 million this year. So there's probably a lot of people listening who have gotten these tickets.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if you've gotten one, which I know Eric has, I hope I'm not divulging any information.
No, you're fine.
They will basically give you an appeal process where you go into Government Center. The city has hired an attorney to basically act as a judge, and you get to sort of plead your case to the city, hoping that the city will give you some sort of leniency and get you out of these tickets. You can't go in front of a judge. You don't have the same rules that you would have in a courtroom. And so a lot of people don't really like that. The way the city gets around that is it's not like a typical speeding ticket where you get
no
2 points. Yeah, instead it's just money. So your typical ticket's about $140.
These are unconstitutional and...
Well, so it's not unconstitutional is because it doesn't have points. That's
right.
The whole thing that makes it okay.
But in spirit.
I would agree with you. I think you should get the same. Like, if you think about what due process is, it's a process that's due to you. It's like a bill being due. Anytime the government says something to you, they owe you something. And
I'm all for safer driving and not blowing through these intersections or running lights, which I do the trail all the time now, and I see these things flash.
Yeah.
Let's have safer drivers. And I know they're trying to hide under that, but the reality is, maybe people would be more likely to go with these things if they just said, look, it's cash grab, so you don't have to raise your taxes so we can fill your potholes. Because if you've noticed, as it's gotten colder, the cop, because remember, they move from lights to actual police officers shooting these with the
radar guns, yeah.
He's no longer on 475 at ProMedica ever since it got cold.
They don't hang out under there. They used to hang out under that bridge or right next to the exit at ProMedica. Yeah. I don't see them there anymore.
Got a little cold and they're not there. So we've moved closer to these maybe going away.
Well, so the other side of the law that's being proposed is that the state provides the city certain amount of money, any city in Ohio, certain amount of money. What this law would do is basically say every dollar that you've taken from these speed cameras, we're going to deduct that from the amount of money that the state's going to give you, because it's basically calling their bluff. If they say that this is not a cash grab, this is saying, all right, fine. Then if it's not a cash grab, you guys don't need the cash.
If it's genuine,
we'll just take it out of your budget, and that's the solution.
So wouldn't that push the city more to then make sure that you are going to pay them to say that you have to pay me then?
Well, so
good point.
Yeah, that's one possibility. They might get a little bit more aggressive in the enforcement of these. The other side of this is that the city's not the only one that makes money off of this. There's a company called Redflex that rents these cameras to the city, and they end up getting about anywhere from $20 to $40 per ticket. And they actually have in their contract the amount of tickets per year that the city is allowed to dismiss. So this is crazy. It's not like you really have a fair system, right? Because if 50% of the tickets were written wrong, but the contract doesn't allow them to, the city's still on the hook to pay these things.
I have a question. So why then, if I go to D's house and D just says, every time that you come here, we're going to have a discussion. If I feel like you walking in my house requires you to pay me $5, I'll decide then and there. What makes me have to pay that? So what consequence do I have of not paying that money?
Like collections or
something? Yeah, it's kind of like the city would say it's like an electricity bill or anything else. It's just like it's a bill.
Not.
It's a civil bill. It can be a civil judgment. We can sue you if you don't pay it. It's no different than, you know,
but like the water company can't look at you and say, "You know what? This month, you're good." You know, like we don't want you to deal with it this month.
Philip, here's what you do. You get a ticket. They send you a picture of your car.
Mm-hmm.
You write out a check.
Yeah.
You have a great phone. You take a picture of that check, mm-hmm. and then you send it back to them. And then you go, now we're even. You've sent me a photo. I've sent you a photo. Now let's just move on.
Hashtag send nudes.
Are you telling me that this has been going on for like 5 years, and you just came up with that? That was good. That was really good.
He's been thinking about that one.
Here's a picture of the first 8 numbers of my debit card.
Great.
If you can guess the rest, you can take your $120. Dennis, I think a couple of years ago in 2013, 2014,
yes.
What you talked about why this could go away was brought up then. Didn't the state government say that you can do this, but we're going to deduct this? So they're doing that again now?
So I don't know if they ever really they tried the other approach, is let's make it more difficult to have these programs.
With
let's
an officer
make,
being there?
Yeah, let's force you to have an officer at every single one of these lights. Let's make you do this 3-year traffic study. Let's like force you to have certain leeway. Because, I mean, you can imagine a certain city wanting to say, oh, anytime we catch somebody going 2 miles per hour at a light, we're giving them a ticket, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to try to put some parameters around there that they thought was going to make it, number one, more expensive, two, harder, and three, was going to make it a little fairer. Eventually, the courts, the Ohio Supreme Court, said, you can't do that. You know, if they want to have these programs, the cities have got to be able to run their cities the way they want.
So what are the chances, and when will we find out if these red light cameras are going to go away?
The key here is that you have local representatives. You should call them. You should email them. Mm-hmm. You should get with
sure
them and
do.
Tell them that you support House Bill 410. That's what it is. That's the one that would make this essentially impossible for a city to do. Because if they do it and they really believe just in safety, the $4.3 million that the city of Toledo makes this year, they are going to get that deducted from the amount of money the state makes, and it will be be even, right?
Yeah. Political question, if I may. This has been a big deal. It's arguably has been discussed nearly as much as like potholes and water. Why wasn't this a bigger deal during the mayoral election?
Just your best guess. Politicians are put in an impossible position.
It's messy.
Why would you want to talk about something that's making maybe your administration a little more cash?
Yeah, it's not a popular thing to talk about, and especially because if this were to go away, then the city's gonna have a $5 million hole in its budget. It's got to fill it somewhere, like, and you know how good it is at filling potholes and the like.
Jaywalking cameras.
Right, that's going to start. That's what
cameras.
I was just thinking.
Like, let's move away from vehicles and start going after pedestrians, like legit.
If you
like,
go when that little time clock runs out, then you getting a walking ticket.
Now let's put
we have your photo, sir.
Snipers on buildings.
Right.
And if the little walking guy isn't there, you get picked off in an intersection. The one at like the trail and Western or South Ave,
yeah,
I always see that. No, a little north of that.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess so. I always see that one flashing, and I'm like, who did they get? What were they doing? Like,
well, I don't know. Some of them might just malfunction.
Well, all right.
Which is the other way they grab money.
But wasn't there like an issue of like a certain area and certain officers getting like the speed cameras, speed guns, and just going like crazy a few, like a while ago? Where they were like, the city was like, hey, you're right. We wrote a crap ton of tickets right in this area for what seems to be no apparent reason. And we're gonna stop that. If you like, if you can abuse that power.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You know, but that's why they tried to pass that law saying, look, we're going to build in some discretion. Like if it's 10 miles per hour or over or less, then you can't use these cameras. So like, because you think about it, like officers always have discretion, right? Like
sure.
They might give you a ticket. They might give you a warning. They might not even pull you over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a computer doesn't use, I mean, it only uses the discretion it's given. So like, it's just...
I'm curious about like this attorney that's going to be sitting at government center, and you're going to have a conversation with like, what's that?
Should have come with me.
Yeah, we've been to one.
Oh, really?
Remember
I remember you doing that. Yeah,
I got a ticket. They had me like 61 and a 50. Okay, fine. It's over the 10, but the way the ticket was written, we didn't know which way I was going on 75. And Dennis brought that up, and they said, okay, you can't properly defend yourself. It's dismissed. We got to run. Dennis, where can people track you down for some more legal insight?
They can go to swanandswan.com.
What?
Yeah, man. I got two
names, one on the web and one in my car.
Well, there's actually three Swans, my dad, me, and my brother that all practice together, but we thought Swan and Swan was just too many, so we just stopped it at two.
Swan cubed,
yeah.
9:45 with the Swan morning up. After on Q.
You just been Swan.
Take us anywhere with the Q app. Grab it now.